Welcome to More Than a Few Words, a marketing conversation for business owners. This is your host, Lorraine Ball. And as you're thinking about your business, one of the first things that you imagine is the name of your business. And you want something that is unique and represents you, but you also need something that you can protect and trademark. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And I could not think of a better person to have this conversation with than Samantha Bradshaw. She's a small business and IP lawyer. And after spending 5 years in Beirut, Lebanon, she came back to the U.S., founded Inline Legal, the only 100% virtual Virginia licensed firm that keeps creative service providers out of the courtroom and in the studio. Samantha, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. And I love this tagline or description of your services, that you keep creative service providers out of the courtroom, because that is so important.
Yeah, it's really the core of what we've built the entire firm around. Because so many people, they see, we call them angry lawyer letters or court documents, and they're terrifying things to receive. So we build everything around proactively preventing those issues.
And so today what I really want to talk about is kind of the most important proactive prevention, which is around your company name. I want to talk first about some strategies on how should I think about my name? How, you know, in this day and age, with every possible domain already taken, how do I think about what do I call my company in a way that gives me something unique, but also protectable?
Yeah. So this is where me and the marketing people normally get into a bit of a fight. They really want things that are SEO, search engine optimization friendly, that directly describe what it is that you're selling, right? Whether that be podcast assistants, marketing services, legal services, candle makers, photographers, right? They normally want that word in there. The problem is the point of trademark is to protect unique words, to protect brands, to protect an identifier of the person providing the service or selling you the thing. And in order to do that, we make it exclusive to that person, meaning you're the only one that can sell that thing with that name. But with that in mind, we cannot protect words like photographer, marketing services, because those words have to be usable by other people that are doing the same thing as you in a totally different way. You're unique and special and brought all your special sauce to your business. But that doesn't mean that part of your name can be unique.
So how do you find that balance? How do you find that balance between the unique and the descriptive?
Yeah, balance is definitely the right word. And I think the easiest way to understand this from a trademarkable perspective, I'm not even sure if that's a word, but I'm going to use it because it makes sense in my mind.
It does to me too.
Great. Is that trademarks, it really has a spectrum. It has a rainbow of protectability. And it really is a question of how unique, how distinctive is your name? So like we were kind of just hinting at, things that are generic, like using the word photographer for a photography service, that's not going to be protectable because other people have to be able to use it. So that will almost never get trademark protection. Like if that's where you're at right now, and if you think your business name is exclusively those words and you want trademark protection, which is another conversation entirely, then it might be time to look at rebranding before you get too deep into this, because rebrands, the further into your business you go, the more expensive they get.
Absolutely. But can I use that generic word with a unique descriptor and then trademark the bigger phrase?
So on that spectrum, we've got like five different levels, right? So that bottom end of our spectrum of our rainbow, we can't really touch. But exactly what you're hinting at, Lorraine, that top end of the spectrum where we get more and more unique, absolutely. So moving up the spectrum to step number two, we've got descriptive marks. And a really great example of this is, if for any of my West Coast people out there, or they've spread at this point, Seattle's best coffee. This simply describes the coffee. Remember when we learned adjectives back in elementary school? If I throw a bunch of adjectives in front of it that are directly describing what I'm selling. Seattle's best coffee started in Seattle. They genuinely thought they had the best coffee in Seattle. Arguably, they're better than Starbucks on a whole lot of levels, but that name is descriptive, right? It's describing what it is that they're selling. That normally doesn't get trademark protection either. Because again, we don't want to prevent people from using the words Seattle's coffee, best coffee. Like, other people have to be able to describe what they're selling in that. So then we get to where this third level, where it's more suggestive, a little more tangential, kind of side related, and a little more sexy. And this is really where I suggest that people at least try to start, because it's easier to wrap your mind around when you're trying to name something. So when you're coming up with names, one that I really love would be like coming up with, if you were trying to sell, I don't know, some beautiful cigars that you had imported from abroad somewhere. You're like, we're going to call them Smoke. See, that word doesn't describe the cigar. I'm not telling you it's a good cigar. I'm not telling you it's the best tobacco. I'm not telling you that it's hand-rolled. I'm not describing it. I'm giving you a suggestion about what's going to come to it, but it's super related, right?
I can't trademark the word smoke any more than I can trademark the word coffee, can I?
Ah, but we can, as long as it's not directly related to what it is that you're selling. This is where the relationship between the brand name, your company name, your tagline, your logo, your smell, if you're Play-Doh, they've trademarked that, by the way, becomes the crucial understanding point in, can I trademark this? Is this a name that I can claim to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office that I am the only one that's allowed to use? And maybe a really good example of this is Dove, right? Dove is, it's a bird, right? We think of it, it's flying around outside. And yet we have Dove soap and Dove chocolate. A dove has nothing to do with soap or chocolate. And yet they're both trademarkable. Now, these aren't the suggestive one that we're talking to, that we were just talking about. It's actually this arbitrary level, which is this fourth level, which is really where I love people to get. And that's where a brand name starts having like real power, like Apple Computers. And Apple has absolutely nothing to do with a computer or tech. This is when it starts getting really fun. And sometimes that's harder for small business owners, especially those starting out. And my SEO people, they get really angry about this one too. They're like, how am I supposed to tell people I'm selling chocolate if the name of my company is Dove? I'm like, okay, cool. And this is when I encourage folks to get really creative. And this is what I really love. I think this is the fun one. This is when we get to the top level one, and it's the legal term is called fanciful. And the idea is you have literally made up a name. You have made up a word that does not exist in the English language and is not a translation of any word in the English language to any other language. You have, and there's some amazing examples of this that are in our day-to-day lives. Netflix. Netflix is internet and flicks because they give you movies on the internet. Pinterest, you have pinned your interest. The best way that I really recommend people come up with these names, my favorite way, go get a whiteboard. Go get a piece of paper, a larger one if you can. Write down all the things that could describe, that could suggest, that are that like tangentially sexy related vibes, and start word mashing those things together. See what comes up with. See what's fun. See what rolls off your tongue in like a nice way that makes you feel good. Those are the ones that I love working with.
Awesome. As a brand manager and someone who's been involved in naming, I love creating those words. They are challenging, but it's fun. And from an SEO perspective, you can still do the description. You can still be Dove Chocolate from an SEO perspective.
Absolutely. And if you're working with you know, good folks on your SEO and marketing, they know how to make this work. A lot of the times they don't have the background to be able to come up with stuff that you can trademark. And the idea of trademark, the basic idea is that nobody else gets to copy your name in selling exactly what it is you do. Your customers don't get confused. The high level part of it is really fun. This is when we start talking about franchising, opening second locations, licensing out your content to somebody else and making money while you're not working. So, but if we don't have that ability, if we don't have that name, I can't help somebody get to that next step. And it's such a foundational thing. I love sharing this with especially newer business owners or folks, especially in that first 2 years. It's such a magical time.
Samantha, this has been awesome. I'm going to suggest any of you that are thinking about starting a business and naming a business, you want to check out inlinelegal.com. Learn more about Samantha. There'll be links in the show notes to all of her profiles. Samantha, thanks again for being a part of the show.
Thank you so much, Lorraine. I really appreciate it.
If you've enjoyed today's conversation, if you'd like to find other information for your business, subscribe to More Than a Few Words wherever you listen to podcasts. This has been another episode of More Than a Few